News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sarai has today released findings on sexual health literacy and sexual health behaviours among young adults in Ireland. Anne Nolan is a research professor with the ESRI. She outlines some of the findings.
On the one hand, there's a good news story. Most young people are aware of the most effective method for preventing sexually transmitted infections. So over 80% of them correctly identify condoms as the most effective method. But despite that, there's still a significant proportion of young people who don't use condoms when they have sex, so about 30% of them. So there's this kind of disconnect between their knowledge and then their subsequent behaviours.
Okay, that was Anne Nolan there. Let's go to Dr. Aisling Loy, consultant in sexual health and HIV at St. James's Hospital. Aisling, it seems young people are aware of the effectiveness of condoms, but they're not using them.
Yes, that would reflect what we see in the day-to-day life in our sexual health clinics. We see a lot of people come in maybe with something else. For example, I had someone come in last week with her skin tags on the genital area, and her first thing that she said to me was, I shouldn't be in a place like this. There's very much an othering sort of sexual STIs will affect other people but not affect me. So they know that condoms are for protecting against STIs, but sort of think STIs can discriminate and can pick only certain types of people, which obviously isn't true. So there is that disconnect from who should be using condoms and who doesn't use condoms. So yes, we see that on the cold face, and it's reflected in the statistics with our STI rate in young people. In 2023, for example, was up 38% in the under 25 group.
Is there a difference between young men and young women in relation to this?
I think they're very much in the same boat. They should be equally responsible for using a barrier contraception. Often I think the onus is sometimes put on men to be carrying condoms, and women can be looked down upon if they produce them. So we always offer condoms in the clinic to women and men to carry with them. But I think there is a bit of shame and stigma still around carrying condoms.
Could there be in this day and age stigma about that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We hear it every day. Even just the very being present in an STI clinic.
I get that. Yeah. But the idea of carrying a condom, I mean, surely young people don't even think twice about that. They're not going to be embarrassed about carrying a condom in this day and age.
I think more so the young women are. Men, not so much. It's more of a bravado thing, I suppose, with having condoms with young men. But with young women, they're definitely, you know, they think that they would be looked upon as someone who would be loose with their morals, so to speak, if they were carrying condoms. A lot of young women would refuse to take them.
So how do we change attitudes? How do we, has the ship sailed? Is it possible to re-educate young people about the benefits they know about the benefits. Is it possible to get them to use them?
Yeah, there are campaigns out there. We probably don't see them because they're targeted at young people. So hopefully they're meeting the market, and things like TikTok and Snapchat and so on.
They mustn't be working, though, are they?
They mustn't. Yeah, exactly. You know, that people aren't taking it on board. There definitely is this attitude that it only affects other people, and that you can tell by looking at someone whether or not they would be the type of person to get sexually transmitted infection.
Is that level of ignorance out there?
That is every day in life. I'm in that clinic 5 days a week, and I hear that.
Wow.
Multiple times every day for 20 years that, I'm worried about this one person I was with because of how they looked or something they'd heard about them, a rumour. But everyone else, all the other 6 people I've had unprotected sex with in the last year, I've no concerns about because they looked like nice people. So there's very much that attitude still.
How much of it is down to a decreased fear of HIV, do you think?
I don't think really that is reflecting on this. I think in a particular group, so the GBMSM group who are on PrEP, there is a decreased risk of HIV because they're on HIV prophylaxis, and therefore condom use has definitely decreased in that group. But they make up a small minority of these instances of STI growth. I think in the general population in Ireland, especially within the heterosexual community, there isn't a concern about HIV anyway. You know, that just wasn't ever there. It's not even on the radar. So it's not that it's decreased from a high level of fear. If you speak to the average 25-year-old, it was never a fear that has decreased. Okay. So
Final question. We have the Minister for Health on later on the show. What would you like to see her do?
I mean, they've done a lot with regards to sexual health, but there's still deficits around the country. It's great now we have the rolled out programme of free SH24 testing, but there's a lot of areas of need around Ireland that are just really underserved. We have people travelling from all over the country. You know, GUM physicians, genital urinary medicine physicians, are mainly only present in Dublin hospitals. There are GUM clinics around the country, but I'd like to see an expansion of specialists in sexual health rolled out around Ireland, because there's a lot of underserved areas around the country.
Dr. Aisling Loy, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of all that. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.